It's a post-match show after Liverpool have won their Champions League game. They've bounced back from disappointment at the weekend to beat AC Milan 3-1. To go through all of that and more, I've got Kev Walsh, I've got Siobhan McGann. You are still McGann, I mean, you've took your fella's name, have you? No chance.
No, I'm Billy married him. I've been this for 36 years, I can't be
arsed. Oh, yeah, new documents and all that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Anyway, we're all giving Pete Bolster's here as well. Pete, that was great. I'm sort of pleased that they went 1-0 down on reflection, because it meant they were able to put that bed to bed. A little bit of the weekend was, oh, how they responded to adversity. Well, tonight they had adversity early. It sounded like a tough atmosphere. You know, they're up for it. And I thought from about 10 minutes on, they grabbed hold of the game, and after that, they were great.
Well, they had like a lot of time. They need to come back. So it was the perfect time to go behind, wasn't it? You had practically 90 minutes to come back. The big talk all week was, we're back in the big cup, and the last time we were there, it was against Real Madrid, and we all know how that was, how we handled that, and that they've been credited with how calm they was when they went 2-0 down at Anfield. And what a scene was there at the San Siro was how calm Liverpool were and how calm and collected they were. I wasn't, to be honest with you. In that first 10 minutes, I was thinking, fucking hell, we've got Tsimikas playing at left back. It was so obvious that AC Milan were going to penetrate that right-hand side, and so they did. But we just come into the game and we got a grip of it, and all of a sudden that creativity was coming back that was lacking against Nottingham Forest, and a chance after chance it was become more open. Gakpo come more into the game. I thought he was tremendous. We were critical Adam with him at one point.
It took a while to get into the game, but once he did,
at one point, John, you said to me, I forgot he was playing. I forgot he played against Nottingham Forest as well. That's how bad he was. But he was instrumental towards that Liverpool victory tonight. And all together, I thought it was a masterclass from the Reds. I thought it was really, really good. I've happy birthday, Arne Slot, as well, because that was class.